We are learning Masechtas Ksubis Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, and we are starting around 15 lines from the top by the two dots. Loi Kasev Lo. It says in the Mishnah, the din of Shavuya. Shavuya is, you have to free her, and you can take her back as a wife. Because she was Oynes. By Eishes Yisrael, that was Oynes as Mutter. Comes Avua the Shmuel, and he says, Amar Yadik Echidosh. Om Avua the Shmuel, Eishes Yisrael Shenenza, Asur Labailas, also to her husband. We're worried, maybe that maybe it started off as oinus, but at the end, she enjoyed it, and she wanted it, and soif v'rotzen, and therefore it's considered bedas, and not considered oinus. She has a chesed kashas, why should you think that? So Pesach speaks out, because a roiv woman would enjoy it, therefore the chash, soif v'rotzen. I want to speak out that Moshe had a question, what's avua de Shmuel? So Moshe showed me in the art school, it talks about all the different amroim and tanoim. He's that there that it's a special Avud Shmuel, a special nace happened to Avud Shmuel when Shmuel was born. Special nace happened, and therefore we always call Shmuel's father Avud Shmuel to just remember that nace. Ayin Shum, exactly what the story was, we don't have time for that now. But like upon him, Avud Shmuel says that Eishol Shenensa, we're worried it's Sefer Baratza. Eisve, the kasha is an obvious question from our Mishnah. Eisve, Rav La Avuah De Shmuel, Im Tishtabayi. If you get, this is not a regular oinus, by the way. It's Shal Shenensa. Someone's manaser. So it says in our Mishnah, Im Tishtabayi. If you get captured, Rav Kinech, I'll free you. But if you don't enter, I'll return you as my wife. L'chayra, Shmuel just said, Avuah De Shmuel just said that Eish Shal Shenensa Sur La Bayla. Ishtik. So Avuah De Shmuel is quiet. Koy Rav La Avuah De Shmuel. Rav said this pasuk by Avuah De Shmuel. Sarim Otsu Amilim, but Kafi Sim La Piyim. That the Sarim, the Choshev of people, I stopped them with words, and a kaf I put on the mouth, with a spoon on the mouth. It sounded like Shmuel could have answered, Avuah the Shmuel could have answered something, but he just didn't think of it. Samay Islame, in other words, what could have he answered? He could have answered, but Shvuya Kilui. Shvuya is different. Shvuya is not a case where you know of a Vadai there was oinus. Avuah the Shmuel is the only case when there's a Vadai oinus. If there's a Vadai oinus, so then you assume that, whatever, you assume Sefer Baratzim. But if you have a Suffolk, even if there was a Bia Bechlal, there you're not going to ask her out this problem. But Al Kapanim, that's Avuah the Shmuel, by non Shvuy, by regular oinus, he holds that it's a problem. What's the case of an oinus? So, it's mavuyer in Taisus that Avuah de Shmuel thinks the rice of the gedim. Even though there's a chashino, he holds the rice of the gedim because you're not going to be moitzim a baila because of the rabbanon. So it's the rice of the gedim. So Torah says v'hiloin espasa that in a case that there is a case a heta of oinus. So if it's a case of oinus, what's the case according to Avuah de Shmuel? What's the case of oinus? Every case is a rotzin. So the Gemara going to kama edim. The edim says she'tzavcha metchilasa ad vaad soif. She screamed from beginning to end, and therefore we know she was sure oinus. Now, Avuah de Shmuel is arguing a Rava, pliga de Rava. Don't Rava call she's chalos of oinus for seif v'rotzen? Anytime, it's, we even know, it's chalos of oinus, but we know it's seif v'rotzen. Now, Philly Yemera, she says, henichuloi, they want to remove the man. She says, leave him. Shemali niskak lo, he's sechrosoi. She said, I would have hired him. Muteris. It's still mutter. Why? My time, yeitza albasha. That once the oinus started, then yetsa alba Rashi says gam ze oinus. Should chilas bila shiva oinus abishu abal yetsa. Rashi doesn't shout like this. Even if rotzen at the end, that alone is the oinus. It's not her fault she got the makam of rotzen. It's because he was made a oinus from the beginning. The rotzen happened because of the oinus, and therefore it's considered all oinus. So Rava holds that even chilas of oinus sefer rotzen is still called a oinus. Tanya say the Rava. Let's bring a raya to Rava. I just want to speak out a question that according to Avuah de Shmuel holds also Labaila. Avuah de Shmuel holds also Labaila, right? Because it's anytime it's oinus, Tchilasa Ibayna Sef Rotzen. I, Esther Hamalka, says by Esther Hamalka, she used to go back to Mardukai until she went Medas, by the when the Nes of Purim, that she went to Kashavarati Avarati, she fasted and she went to meet Achashverosh. Until then, it was all oinus. And says the Gemara in Megillah, she used to go back to Mordechai all the time, right? She was Aser, because if you have Avuah de Shmuel, you're Aser. So it's a Kasha from the Megillah on Avuah de Shmuel. So Taisa asks the Kasha, says the Maskah Asura, Asura Labayal. Taisa says, Ein lahakshus me Esther, to have us Shari le Mordechai. If it Taisvis Tzadekis Gemura Haisa, she was Tzadekis Gemura, and for her, there's no Tzad became a Rotzen. It was always an Oinus, full Oinus. Akapanam, but Rava argues. Rava argues, even if it's a Rotzen, it's still fine. Tanya Kavasei the Rava. It says in the Pasuk, V'shachav ish oisa shivka zera v'nelam eini yishav nistarav v'nitma v'eid ein bav v'hilo espasa. Don't worry about Saita, which we learn out that she's also the husband if she goes on purpose. So here it says she's also why v'hilo espasa. She was not grabbed. So v'hilo espasa asura ha, because she did on purpose is also ha nispasa, but if she got oinis mutaris. And the bride says, "V'yeshcha acharis avish loynis pasa." Even though it was on purpose, still mutaris. Because the he is a miyut, he loynis pasa asura. But other type of loynis pasa is mutaris. What's the case? Be'ezuzu kol shchilas v'ayin sefer ratzoin. Edin shchilas v'ayin sefer ratzoin. That's a case where even though it's on purpose, still the halach is she is still mutar. Moshe Yavara?
Not to you.
Tanya idach noch a drasha of hilonis pasa. One drasha of pasa is the right rava. Tanya idach. V'hilo nispasa asura, another brisa. When the drasha is done different, you have three drashas in hilo nispasa. First drash is that chilas v'ayin sefer ratzayin is mutter. The second drash is like this: Tanya ida, v'hilo nispasa asura ha nispasa, but if she gets oynis mutaris. V'yeshcha acheres. That's the, so the dig is v'hi dafka. V'yeshcha acheres avish nispasa asura. Even though she there was oynis, still she's asur. V'ezu zu eishes kain. That's eishes kain. And the third drasha of Vahiv, Om Rabbi Dom Vashmo, Vashim Rabbi Shmo, Vahil Nispasa, Asura, Han Nispasa Mutaris. But if she gets grabbed, she's Mutter. Vyesha Chacharis, Avish Loin Nispasa, if there's no Oinis, if there's a Bemazid, it's still Mutaris. What's that case? Vehizu, Zuk, Tushukasha, Kedusha Tayis. A case where someone had a Kedusha Tayis, and she went there as a Mazana with someone else. It turns out that she wasn't an Eshzish, because her first Kedusha Tayis. Someone's Makadish Rachel with Kedusha Tayis. He said like this, I'll give you a Kedushin, I'm an ass. You are a B'dish of Ayinikl. And it turns out she's not a B'dish of Ayinikl. But she, we didn't figure this out yet. She went and she was Mizana. She was Mizana. So Allah is, she's not also to Reuben. Why? Because the inclusion of a Chal. That's the case. So, and even she had children from this other husband. She still go back to the first husband. The first quote-unquote husband. So, even she has a child, she leaves the child from the first one, with Kedusha Tayis, she could still leave that husband and go to the second husband. It means that it's not an Eish Tish. Even if she has a child from the first husband, since the Kedusha Tayis was never really Chal, she could just leave that husband and go to the next husband. So therefore, there's no Isser in such a case. So let's remember, there's three drushes of a he. The first one is a riot to Rava. He learned his pasa. There's a different one, even though it was learned his pasa, Stomo Teres, what's that? Chilas of Anir Sefer Ratzah. The second one, the drusha is on the Nispasa part. That's mashma if you're oinus, you're mutter. So the he is mutter. But the Eishes Kayin is also even by oinus. And the third drasha is also like the first one. That even though it's been made, it's still mutter. It's in a case where she had a kedusha tayis in the first from the first husband. Om Rav Yehuda, hani nashi the gamvi genuvei. These women that the listim grab them from under their husbands, they grab them away. Sharyin legavrayu, they are mutter to the husbands. Why? Because it's oinus. They are not doing this baratza. Amri l'Rabbanan l'Rav Yehuda, v'kamamtinim l'hu nahama. We see a lot of times when these ganavim steal these women start, you know, serving them, bringing them bread. So you see that they're happy with them. So they don't know, mach vazira, do not because they're scared. When they're fighting, they hand them the arrows, that one of the jobs out, they hand them the arrows. Again, mach vazira, it's not a raya that they're happy about this. But the Gemara speaks out, Vadai Shafkinu Vazman Avshayu, if they get free and they go back, then Avada Asirim, that's Klar, they built up a relationship with these Ganavim, and Avada, they are Asir, then to her husband. Tara Rabbanan, Shvuye Malchus Harein Keshvuyen. Shvuye Malchus means, Rashi says, it means, Noshim Sheshova HaMelech L'Tashvish. In such a case, they are like a Shvuye and they're Mutter, because that's an Oinus. That's an Oinus. Like Rashi says, "Materis lebaleim, demut lebaleim." Now, list genuve listois ainik a shvuyim, but from a listim grab them, they are not like a shvuya, because there, we worry that maybe it's bedas. Very thing Gemara about Tanya Ipron, the opposite. That by shvuya malchus it's also, and by shvuya listois it's mutter. So Gemara says it's not a problem. It's not a steer two rises. Malchus and Malchus HaKasha depends. Hava Malchus HaKashverish, Hava Malchus Benetzer. Why Malchus HaKashverish, which means a king as big as HaKashverish, there is definitely an oinus. Because there's no tzad that Melech's taking you for a wife, and therefore it's an oinus. Masha'inkin by Benetzer, which is listed to Benetzer, he's like a king of the listim, there you have a havamina that he maybe become the wife of this king, and there they might do a bedas, because there they talk about, want to marry him, Benetzer. So that's Hava Malchus HaKashverish, Hava Malchus Benetzer. Listen like Kasha, Haba Benetzer. Why Benetzer is Aser? Because he's like a king. Haba listen to Alma, then it's Mutter. Frank the Gemara, how do you call the same person one time a Melech, one time a Listim? Benetzer, Hasim Karli Melech, Hal Karli Listim? In, Gabi Achashverish Listimu. Klapi Achashverish, Benetzer is called a Listim. Gabi Listim, the Alma Melechu. Gabi, all the Listim is a Melech. Because remember, the Brisa says one case Melech is Mutter, and Melech is Aser. So Melech that's Mutter is the case of Melech HaShverish. Melech that's Aser is a Melech of Benetzer. So calling by Benetzer a Melech. Then it says, a different time, that Listos is Aser, and Listos is Mutter. So Listos is Aser is the case of Benetzer. We're calling him Listom there. Listos is the Mutter, I'm Listom the Alma. Like upon him. So it depends if there's a Tzadas. If it's Tzadas, then it's Aser. If it's no Tzadas, because no Tzad, then become the wife of the Melech, then the Loch is, it's called Oinis, and she is Mutter to her husband.